The K-State baseball season continues, folks. This is the Purple Project Podcast Postcast Edition, Eddie Greer III, PBD edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Well. At the end of the postcast yesterday, I said the best positive thing coming in that blowout loss against TCU in the first game of the Big Phillip 66 Big 12 tournament was Pete Hughes, head coach slash manager of the baseball team, did not use Ty Rule and Tyson Nabers. Well, the duo shut down the number one seed in this tournament, and they have sent them home packing 6-0. This was an elimination game. If K-State would have lost, they would have been done for the year and possibly have slim regional hopes. Well, this win over the number one seed coming into this tournament, well, that could have put them right in the regional. Big, huge win there for Kansas State. They are K-State, of course, the fifth seed of this tournament. They are a huge bounce-back game for the second straight game playing at 9 o'clock. That's got to suck if you're the coach. But it is what it is because you lost to TCU before all of this started, and you lost to them again, got hammered. You wondered how this team will respond. Well, we have seen this all year long from the Pete Hughes squad, and they did it again with a huge statement. And who would have thought that we'd be playing Texas? First off, who would be playing Texas? A complete upset in the following game, game two, where KU, out of all teams, upset this team. And you're thinking to yourself, well, after I locked off that podcast last night, someone could think to me, well, you know, we took one of three in Austin. Could have took two of three, really. And Austin didn't do it. Well, you know, anything can happen in baseball. And sure enough, the Kansas teams, KU, and now at our team, K-State, has eliminated the Longhorns from contention. Incredible stuff. There, Ty Rule, Tyson Nabers. This was the first Wildcat. This was history in the making this morning. This was the first conference shut out for the first time in some, 47 years. 6-0 win in Arlington, Texas, Globe Life Field, home of the Texas Rangers there. Let's see who I have here. Pete Hughes, after the statement shutout win, quote, difference a day makes, crazy game, but you're never two down when you have the chance to have coach tough kids and play for each other. Pete Hughes said after the game, quote, all the corny stuff you know makes a difference when you're in the loser's bracket. You're battling through a lot of things out there today, end quote. And K-State struck first right off the bat, punched them first, and K-State did not look back whatsoever here. So pretty much we have seen this pattern for the last 2 years. You lose your first game, and now you bounce back and win the second game there as well. Tyson Nabers apparently, Ty Rule, Tyson Nabers apparently were under the weather coming into this game, but it did not slow them down one bit. Thank the good Lord for those two all year long. They have been studs all year long for this team out of the bullpen. And I thought in that postcast yesterday, if you have not listened to, of course you have to listen to it now, because what a difference two games make, right? I thought Tremont Fragile was going to get that ball coming in this game. Well, Pete Hughes did not want to chance that. You go with the best relievers, and now you move on to Friday's round. After recording this postcast, Oklahoma State and OU are playing. They just got started right now, so they're going to play the loser of that game between the Sooners and the Cowboys. Let's take a look at the line score here, folks, here in the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State here. This was game number 5 of the Phillip 66 Big 12 Tournament. K-State blanks Texas. 6 runs, 13 hits, still 2 errors. K-State now has committed 5 errors in this tournament. They're going to have to correct that if they're going to keep playing into Saturday. Obviously, they lose another one, they're done. they have to correct it. They've been playing a little sloppy in the field. But, hey, a win's a win, and they do it against the number one seed, the Longhorns. This morning, Texas, nothing. 2 hits, air. And at one point in this game, I was checking in and out of this baseball game. K-State had a no-hitter through I think, 5 2/3 innings pitched. So, tie rule now. And Tyson Abers, get it done. Incredible stuff there. Time of this game, 2 hours and 54 minutes. The weather, 74. Indoor roof closed there as well. Let's just finish off the tremendous effort by the two-pitcher effort of Ty Rule and Tyson Nabers. 5 innings pitched for Rule, a hit, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. Nabers struck out 8, walked 3, gave up hit as well. But the more important thing here, no runs given up by this team. The loss goes to LeBaron Johnson. He pitched 6 innings, gave up 8 hits, 2 runs, both of them earned, 2 strikeouts. And luckily this wasn't a blowout, because I got nervous there for a second because, okay, we have all these hits, but we only have 1 run on the board. So it got nerve-wracking a little bit. Okay, you know, K-State, you got to get this thing going a little bit. Fortunately, their offense really cooked up in the 7th inning, right? It was 1-0 through 6. In case it's offense, explosion exploded in that 7th inning. Put a 5 spot and took the Longhorns out of the mix in this one. Let's see. The offense had to wake up after only scoring 3, but 6 is all they needed to get done in this one here. Cash Ruggley, the on-base man, 2-for-5 in this game, drove in a run. Brennan Jones also drove in a run. Nick Goodwin, Overland Park native, 2-for-5 in this game. He drove in 2 runs as well. Kalen Culpepper off the snide here after going over 3 yesterday, going 2-for-4 in this game. Cole Johnson, another 2 hits there. Roberto Pena, no hits. So you get production. I mean, hey, look, in this case, the offense can hurt you, but to get a win when Roberto Pena has had no hits through 2 Big 12 tournament games, pretty damn impressive there as well. So, huge win for K-State. Our season continues on into the tomorrow. And I believe that's going to be game 9 tomorrow afternoon. So, thank goodness K-State does not have to play in the morning. They can settle. They'll have to settle for a first pitch, 3, a little bit after 3 Central Time down there in Globe Life Park in Arlington, Texas there. They'll wait the losing team of Oklahoma State and OU. OU, folks, there as well. So, looks like here, this was the first time you got to go back to my senior year in 2013 and 2011 that K-State now has reached the 34-win mark for Pete Hughes. This is twice in a 3-year stretch here. In 1976, 47 years ago, I was not even born. Impressive Rule, Nabers, combined 2-hit shutout there in this one as well. Let's see. In the Cats now, in the season series with Texas, 2-2 there. In the conference tournament there, now they got their first win against Texas this morning there as well here. And it looks like here, actually, I was wrong. So I read the bracket wrong. So okay, so scratch all that off. But let's see. Yeah, so looks like here, folks, they're gonna have to wait. They're gonna face either TCU. Well, here we go again with this whole TCU stuff. TCU or KU. But the elimination game is on point. So 3 o'clock tomorrow. And so they're gonna be waiting the their opponent, whether that's gonna be TCU or KU. So it's still gonna be the loser. So, but TCU and KU now. So hopefully, to be bluntly honest, I hope it's KU for what it's worth, because for what it is right now, TCU, since that come from behind win for K-State here in Manhattan a week and a half ago now, TCU has had our number. But hey, it is what it is. You gotta win. Whether that's TCU or KU. So KU with that upset win over Texas yesterday. So we wait the loser of that match. But main important thing here, 2 things, right? We're still playing in this tournament tomorrow. The other thing, we're not playing in the morning, thank goodness. And that win today, more importantly, could have locked K-State, I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch, into an NCAA regional. All caps, regional. Huge, huge win. Our season continues in Arlington, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks. If this is your first time listening to this Pearl Project Podcast, Appreciate you for giving us a listen and a download. Make sure the next thing you need to do, you're a big K-State fan. You want to stay in touch. We're coming in up on summer. Stay in touch with the latest of what's going on with K-State Athletics. This is the podcast for you. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast there, wherever your favorite podcast provider is, whether that's Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and a couple more podcasts and platforms there as well. And oh, by the way, a change in the plans here. I will still have a weekly. I'm going to go ahead and go solo for the weekly podcast of episode 159 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly. Will come out tomorrow with things going on. This week been a big week already for me and the fam. Got a lot of things going on, including a big race on Saturday morning. So had to make a change up on that. So you're going to hear me lead the way with this week's episode. And we'll bring back the band next week to recap it all after Memorial Day weekend with my co-host Alex. And so that is the plan from here on out. But we got a lot of dailies coming out this weekend. So you want to make sure. It's already been recorded already, the dailies for this weekend. So definitely you want to stay in touch throughout the summer. The Pearl Project Podcast place to do it. All right, that's going to do it for another postcast edition of the from the Big 12 66 Big 12 Tournament. We're going to have another one tomorrow. K-State moving on. Texas, see you later, folks. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, PBBD edition. Eddie Greer, talk to you for sure tomorrow. Go Cats.